Now we can return to some more news items. A little bit about nature and wildlife with tree planting, the birdsong experience, dredging of the Broads, and more. We'll start with outdoor clothing retailers Millett's View on Norwich. A leading retailer has crowned Norwich as one of the top wildlife conservation spots in the country. Norwich has been ranked as the sixth best spot for wildlife in England by the outdoor clothing company Millett's. The ranking was based on where certain species of animal were found to be most thriving, which areas had the most parks and green spaces, and which places had the most wildlife rescue centres. The research revealed that the city boasts an impressive 4,353 insect species sightings, 341 bird species sightings, and 8 amphibian species sightings, all within a 6-mile radius. Norwich scored an overall wildlife conservation score of 8.83 out of 10. It was placed just shy of the top three hotspots of Watford, Sheffield and Oxford, respectively. Norwich was also found to have 10 wildlife rescue centres within a 20-mile radius, making it the second best rescue statistic in the country.
Norfolk County Council has subsidised tree packs available through its 1 million trees for Norfolk scheme, which was launched in 2019. Tree packs at up to 50% the original price are being offered for the new planting season, which starts next month. Individuals, parish councils, community groups, businesses, schools and landowners are able to apply. There are also a limited number of single Norfolk oak trees grown at Gressenhall Community Tree Nursery available. As well as the subsidised trees, the council has also joined forces with the Busseys family for the Busseys Community Grant Scheme. That initiative offers £10,000 to support tree planting projects across Norfolk, with community groups able to apply for grants of up to £2,500 to plant trees.
The dredging of a key stretch of a river blamed for causing flooding upstream will not go ahead after a major study found it would not be cost effective. The Environment Agency and Broads Authority have published the findings of a probe which used modelling technology to determine if removing silt from the lower River Bure near Great Yarmouth, known as the Bure Hump, would alleviate problems. It found while there may be small reductions in river levels for certain areas around the northern rivers, it would not be worthwhile due to the high costs and the risk it would make flooding worse downstream. The findings come after farmers were left swamped, homes backed up with sewage, and boat firms struggling due to persistent high water levels that lasted for several months last winter. However, critics remain sceptical, believing the study relies on inaccurate data of the river depths.
Vineyard visitors enjoy their tours more when they hear a variety of birdsong, research has found. The University of East Anglia study suggests outdoor businesses could improve customer experience by investing in site biodiversity. The study involved hiding speakers in vineyards along tour routes, playing additional birdsong to create enhanced soundscapes. Visitors exposed to these soundscapes reported greater satisfaction with their tours. The researchers suggest that their findings could be applied to any outdoor space.
A majority of farmers are overwhelmingly supportive of a proposed relocation of Norwich Livestock Market, according to the report ahead of a crucial City Council vote. The market has operated from Hall Road since the 1960s, and its leaseholder, Norwich City Council, has a statutory responsibility to provide and maintain a market within the city boundary under the Norwich City Council Act of 1984. The authority says retaining the aging auction facility at its current location is not economic and operationally effective, while other urban locations are not economically feasible. So it is considering relocating the market to a new site outside the city boundary. But to do this, it needs an amendment to the 1984 Act by submitting a new private bill to Parliament, a formal legal process which prompted a public consultation during the summer. An officer's report to the council says the consultation responses were overwhelmingly supportive of the proposals.